Previously on the Phil Henry Show.
And now, coast to coast, overnight, AM, PM. If you're calling from west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. Excuse me for just a minute. My voice is so sexy, I have to masturbate. Hold on, I'll be right back. I just love the way I sound.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Getting back to what I was saying, if you're calling from east of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8... Oh, hold on for a minute, I got to take a call.
Hi.
How are you?
Jesus, you are good. I mean, I don't know about the other guy, but I could listen to you all night.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Are you good looking?
No.
I didn't think so. You're probably pockmarked and 4'8", right?
That's exactly right.
Thank you.
If you're calling from south of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. If you're calling from Canada, dial 1-800-449-8686. I got to do it again. I'm so in love with my voice, I have to jerk off. Excuse me.
Good evening, and thank you, and welcome to the Kingdom of Nine. And we have finally found something that we always knew we would find, but we are absolutely 100% ecstatic that actual aerial photographs of Area 51 have been taken and have been released, and they are on our website, www.thingsscaremeundermybed.com. Just go there now, and you'll see them. They're also, of course, on that special aerial images website that we were talking about last hour. Now, General Johnson Jameson is at Area 51. If you haven't heard the news, and I have been answering emails, and I have been online in chat rooms, I've been on a ham radio set, I wandered out into the desert and retrieved two carrier pigeons, some friends of mine who live up in some old silver mines. Everybody's talking about it. The fact that the photographs have been released from Area 51. General Johnson Jameson, General Jameson is on the line with us now from Area 51. General Jameson, how is it? General Jameson, are you there? Now, you can hear that, of course, that will... Don't be afraid. Don't be frightened. The connection is a little staticky right now, but General Jameson, you are there.
Yes, I am right, and pardon me, but occasionally you'll have some interference from what could be extraterrestrial...
All right. You can tell we are having some extraterrestrial interference. Are you there, General Jameson?
Yes, and you heard it there. I'm at Area 51. I believe there are aliens interfering with our communication device. I am on a cordless phone. I'm on a cellular phone. Standing here at Area 51, it is quiet, Art. There doesn't seem to be much around right now. Quiet in much the same way London must have been quiet before the V-2 rockets hit. And in many ways, Art, I believe that there is all... You're playing that music again, aren't you? God damn it. Just as I was doing my Edward R. Murrow, you got to play the music.
This is the CDC.
We got it already, okay?
All right, go ahead, General.
Anyway, Art, I believe that something is probably going to happen. Now, I am on a cell phone, and we are getting communication interruptions.
I heard that. You are fairly certain those are extraterrestrials.
I am, Art, yes.
They couldn't, for instance, be kids with a ham radio interfering with your cellular phone communication.
No, I don't think that's possible. I have my ultra-secret lead-line cellular telephone. Nobody can...
Right, you just heard it right there. You heard it right there. Some kind of extraterrestrial interference... Is that General Jameson?
Yeah, right there. You heard it, Art. Somewhere out there, the aliens don't want me to communicate with you, and that's why we're hearing that interference.
So, we have had a couple of calls from people saying that their kids are loose in the area with ham radio sets and cellular phone interference equipment. You don't think it's them, do you?
No, no. Like I said, my cellular phone is lead-lined. The only thing that could interfere with it would be... Yeah!
All right. You can hear, somehow, extraterrestrial interference with General Johnson Jameson. General Jameson, as we get that interference, I think it's educational for people to hear that.
Oh, absolutely. It helps us know just what we're up against. But these aerial photographs of Area 51, I knew it. I knew they were messing with us.
As I did, too, on my program. I said that it's very possible that Area 51 is a base where they're experimenting with UFO technology.
But as you may also remember, it was me who said it first on your show before you ever said it.
But you will recall that before you came on my show, I was talking about it.
No, I think that...
Oh, we've lost communication, and that is General Johnson Jameson.
Wait a second. Did you do that on purpose?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. I was just talking about how the fact that it was me who had... Oh, so the music's coming up. Now I know you're doing it on purpose.
I can tell you, General Jameson, I am as shocked by these events as you are.
I was going to say that it was me who came up with the idea for Area 51. Oh, come on, we are. Turn it down. Turn it down.
This is the CDC.
Yeah, right, the CDC. I told you that a long time ago, beep.
Why are you yelling?
I said that a long time ago, I believe that Area 51 photographs were obviously of some kind of a nature such as that, so...
All right, what we're going to do, General Jameson, you are standing at a chain-link fence near Area 51, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
All right, I want you to hop that fence... And as you and I have already planned, General Jameson, you and I are going to, together with our radio audience, coast to coast and all over North America and South America and across the lettuce belt, we're going to listen as you hop the fence and go into Area 51.
That is correct, Art. And I'm going to do that. I guess you're taking a break, is that it?
We'll be right back. This is the CDC. We'll be back with General Johnson Jameson in just a moment. Friends, now that you know that nothing's going to happen, there's no Y2K, there won't be any urban rioting, it looks like the stock market isn't going to crash, you've got a whole lot of gold, you have a whole lot of supplies that you need to take care of, lots of things that you spent a lot of money on, maybe land in Montana, maybe you have a large bunker complex, maybe there's all kinds of things that you purchased so that you could be prepared for Y2K. Well, let me recommend you do what a lot of people are doing with all of those things they purchased for Y2K that they no longer use. Why don't you take them all and shove them up your ass? Yes, that's right, folks. All of the things that you purchased for Y2K, all of the gold, all of the sleeping bags, all of the solar-powered energy lamps, all of the hand-crank radios, all of the money that you put into a suitcase and buried, all of the land, Peenemann Enterprises suggests that you take all of that and jam it straight up your ass. Yes, the new Peenemann Ass Spreader will help you shove that stuff right up your ass. That's all you have to do. It's the Peenemann Anal Lube can help. Yes, new from Peenemann Enterprises. Jam it where the sun doesn't shine. I'll surely miss
your tender kiss. Is he done with it, Clinton?
All right, we're back, and General Johnson Jameson is with us. General Jameson?
All right, I'm going to climb over the...
General Jameson is now attempting to enter Area 51. Go ahead, General.
I'm climbing over the thing right now. I'm in Area 50. All right, I do see some figures up here.
Don't take any chances, General.
No, I do see... There's two people. They could be military police. Hello. I'm General Johnson Jameson, and I command in the name of the American people...
General Jameson, what has happened?
They got me, Art. I'm hit, but I'm going to continue on my way. I will not allow them... Wee!
General Jameson, you've been hit twice. I suggest you turn around and go back over the fence.
No, I've waited too long for this. I'm going to...
Oh, my God, that sounded like automatic weapons fire. General Jameson.
All right, Art. I'm going to make it. I got to make it. I see a light, Art. I see a light. It's just up ahead. I know it's the Area 51. Complex.
It sounds like you're under intense fire. You have to back up.
No, I won't. You're not going to back me up.
Automatic weapons fire is now being leveled on General Jameson. He is within the... Oh, my God, you can hear that fire now. He is in pain. Oh, my Lord, he's in pain, but he's continuing on, General Jameson.
I don't know what I've waited my whole life. I'm coming up on the edge of the cliff now. Oh, that really hurts. But I'm going to do it, Art.
General Jameson, do you see anything?
Yes, I do. It's a light. It's just up ahead. God damn it, it's a gas station.
That is probably some of the most dramatic radio that I have ever been a party to. General Johnson Jameson, it sounds, it was under very heavy automatic weapons fire. Entered Area 51, yes, without clearance. Crawled to the edge of a ridge. Saw where the lights were emanating from. And saw a Chevron gas station.
Self-serve.
At the self-serve island, I got that.
I gotta use the head. The head.
This is the CDC. Very compelling and very dramatic. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show, really. This isn't what you thought it was.
Phil Hendry's Flashback.
1-800-449-8686. It's The Phil Hendry Show. Just Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. I don't know if we got Margaret on the line or not, but I do want to talk to her. And I'll tell you why. Margaret Gray is with us with her syndicated column. She reaches 150 newspapers every day. This has been a tragic week. A tragic week because there are anniversaries of tragedies that we're so-called celebrating. One is the Columbine, the first year anniversary of that horrible event. And the 5 years, Margaret, since the Oklahoma City bombing, what does that mean to us now? What did it mean then?
Phil, I think this is an event, a tragedy that really cries out for some commemoration and something tasteful. And it has been 5 years, and really the great tragedy is that it has been 5 years since Oklahoma, no film, no book, Phil, no musical. The movie that was going to be made was something that a friend of mine was working on, and I know you know Bruce Pomeroy, who is a great screenwriter.
He was working on a film about the Oklahoma... What was that called?
It was called Oklahoma... The working was Oklahoma City Boomtown. A lot of what people were saying is...
Well, I don't...
What?
I don't think that that title...
The reason why he chose that title was to give us some idea as if when you juxtapose the westward expansion with the tragedy.
I know, but Oklahoma City Boomtown.
You didn't like that?
No, I didn't like that.
Well, the point being, Phil, I really believe that in 5 years we can do something a little better than what we have done. I think that the way they have commemorated that horrible event has really, and I don't mean to be cruel, really been amateurish.
Well, what do you do? I mean, I saw the thing that was, it was on the Today Show or one of those shows where the kids were singing.
Yeah, they had a lot of children singing. They were off key. They were standing there and singing, "You'll Never Walk Alone." The relatives are lined up there listening to this and sobbing. And you're asking yourself the question, are they really crying for their loved ones, or are they crying because they can't, you know, stand the singing? Because...
Let's resist the temptation to be whimsical here, all right?
Phil, I am not. I am really serious that I think what they've done in the 5 years since Oklahoma City has just not been professionally slick. I don't think it's been done well.
This is a building that exploded. How are you supposed to commemorate this, okay?
Don't you think it is absolutely a scandal that there's no movie of the week?
Are you telling me there was never a movie made about the Oklahoma City thing?
There wasn't a movie of the week. There wasn't a TNT special. There wasn't anything on HBO. You know they gave David Koresh, and they had Tim Daly, Tyne's younger brother. He was that complete and utter idiot, David Koresh. And
I know they did that on network television. That was ABC.
They did one for the Titanic. They had one for the Achille Laurel. They got Burt Lancaster, God rest his soul, for the Achille Laurel. They did a marvelous treatment of the Ted Bundy killings. They obviously did The Challenger, a movie about the Titanic film. Nothing about Oklahoma City. And I really think that that is sad. And I really think there are a lot of people in Hollywood today that need to look deep into their hearts and ask themselves why. Why didn't they do this film? Why didn't they honor these people in Oklahoma City with some kind of a tasteful cable TV film or a theatrical release or something? I think there's an awful lot of blame that is shared there. I think some of the blame is shared by the people of Oklahoma City themselves. And
all right, well, let's talk about the people of Oklahoma City. How do you figure they share the blame for not having a movie of the week made about the building blowing up?
Because I think they play it like hayseeds. And I say this with love.
Oh, come on. They're people who lost family.
Phil, I say this with a great deal of love, but I think they're playing it like hayseeds. I really think they need to come uptown. I think they really need to work on the healing. They didn't get the right representation on the deal. I think they probably wanted points on the backside. There's a lot of different things.
Well, I don't know whether they were cutting a deal for a movie on the Oklahoma City bombing or not. And even if they were, you can't blame them if they had the bad representation necessarily. I don't think you can negotiate on behalf of a city for a movie of the week about this bombing, okay? And I personally don't see what this has to do with anything. You're saying that you need to see some better, more tasteful commemorization, a memorializing of this event than what you've seen.
Yes.
Well, what are you going to do beyond blaming the people of the city because there isn't a movie of the week or the executives in this town?
I know a lot of people in this city, Phil. And
I know you know a lot of people, but beyond blaming the guys that make movies and the people who live through that hell, what are you going to do?
I will give you an idea. And I hope I do it justice. It has been so long since I was... You remember when I was on Hollywood Palace? I told you about that with June Taylor.
Yeah, this is when you were a performer.
Yeah, so this is going to be rough, but I want you to listen to this. And I want you to hear what I'm saying. And I want the people of Oklahoma to hear this. Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Okay, wait a second.
What?
You're singing a song that's from something that I recognize.
Oklahoma, Phil. We revive Oklahoma. The people of Oklahoma City restage this marvelous Rodgers and Hart musical with the wonderful, wonderful music, the lyrics by, Oscar Hammerstein, and the music by Bob Hart. Listen to this. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when...
I got it. It's a story with the fringe on top.
The music by Richard Rodgers and the lyrics by Don Hammerstein, I think it was. These are...
Oscar Hammerstein, right? Richard Rodgers and Oscar... Is it Rodgers and Hammerstein?
Hammerstein, yeah. And there you go. The Jews are doing it again, aren't they? They just hit a home run with everything.
All right, hold the line here for a minute. So you want to see Oklahoma restaged?
I'd like to see the people of Oklahoma City get behind that, yes.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. We got Margaret Gray on the line talking about the fifth anniversary of the Oklahoma City Federal Building being bombed. And we are going to also talk about Columbine next hour. 1-800-449-8686. And you're listening to the Phil Hendry Show here on this anniversary day. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray on the line with us. And we are discussing the fifth anniversary of the terrible, tragic bombing of the Oklahoma City Federal Building. And why there hasn't been, at least in your opinion, Margaret, a more appropriate... Are you saying that it hasn't been memorialized enough? Are you saying...
Phil, I am saying that it hasn't been memorialized in a way that I think befits the people of that city and befits our country, because we were very, very, obviously very shocked by it. But when you're talking about some kids standing there singing an off-tune key or these kinds of things. I'm just wondering why it is we haven't seen a musical or something. That's why I thought...
What kind of a musical are you going to have based upon the bombing of a building?
That's why I thought having Oklahoma revived for the people so they can start playing it a little bit more uptown and a little less like we're on a milking stool, Phil. I'm trying to give these people some kind of a platform.
Okay, here is our number, by the way, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray on the line. Pasadena on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Pasadena.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air. Hello.
Oh, hello, Mr. Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
Responding to, I don't know how to define it, but number one, whoever
well,
has
we're
heard
talking
children
about...
sing from their hearts knows that they can't sing on key. They all sing off key, and
well,
that's the
I
most touching
was,
part about it.
I thought it needed a little something more than that, than just some kids standing
okay,
out in the
let's
rain.
Let's talk about the people of Arizona. Perhaps she missed
well, let's
the
talk
governor's...
about the people of Oklahoma instead.
I mean, Oklahoma.
Yes.
Perhaps she missed the governor's interview this morning that said...
I heard it.
The people of Oklahoma have
Arizona.
Raised money to... educate, give a college education to those children who lost a parent or parents or were injured.
What about that, Margaret?
That
what about a college, a college scholarship fund?
Yeah,
it's
that's
not
what
bad.
It is.
It's
it
not
is.
Bad. It's
exactly
not
exactly that.
But it's not a theatrical release, is it?
Oh, what
it's
is it?
It's not a film, is it? Film.
It is
a film
God's
that can
love
memorialize.
Showing through His people, God's people. At its best.
Don't you think it comes
it's
off just
God's
a little...
love
but don't you think, darling,
best.
It comes off a little hayseed? Don't hayseed? You think they need to uptown it?
If you,
don't you
call
think...
that hayseed,
mean about hayseed,
I wish more hayseed were evident in Southwest Los Angeles.
Oh, darling,
where the
we have enough.
Are being
oh, we've got enough. We need
so
to have
much love.
A city like
and
ours,
caring.
With the wonderful entertainment community
anybody
that Los Angeles has.
Anybody can get
has.
Around and jump around on the stage and sing songs.
Do you know that you and
it
I are probably...
It takes real giving.
You know what I'm talking about, because I know you and I are probably similar age, and you remember that marvelous Rodgers and Hammerstein. You do, don't you?
I remember that.
Do you remember how lovely
time.
That was?
It
Oklahoma,
has
where the wind comes sweeping down
nothing
the plain. And the waving wind. Sure
the Oklahoma
when
bomb.
The wind comes right behind. When my friend Brian
said,
Pomeroy
brought out the best in people that day, there was
what
no
did you think of that,
looting.
Phil?
What did I think
everyone.
Of what? And that's ladies making a good point. Everybody was helping everybody.
Everybody
what did
was
you think of
reaching
Boomtown?
Out. Everybody was their best.
What did you think of Boomtown?
I think that's a bad
and if
name.
You have never,
I think Boomtown is a bad name for a script.
Absolutely offensive.
What?
Slap on the face.
Wait, that was a film that was
offensive.
Going to treat... It was
slap
going to treat...
Slap on the face.
Why is Oklahoma City Boomtown a slap in the face?
Because
it was going...
Boomtown brings out the tragedy.
But it also brings out the manifest destiny and the economic expansion that led America to be a great country. And yes, then, boom, the bomb blows up and it becomes another kind of Boomtown. You see
and
what I'm saying?
It brings out all the heartache.
Oklahoma City
here,
Boomtown.
All those people in Oklahoma City
well,
are
I thought it was
giving.
Very tasteful.
I think the lady's very
their
right. That's right. Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
Children.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you for your call, ma'am.
Is she saying goodbye?
I'm saying goodbye. You've been very good.
Good news.
Oh, well.
Good news.
Good news to what?
That you're saying goodbye.
Darling,
because
I think it's a great tribute to the people
are
of Oklahoma City.
So off key.
Well, your
talk
those
about
children were singing off.
Key.
Yes, they
your
were singing
views
off.
Are off key.
I'm
and
right
offensive.
On target. Oklahoma City Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Never.
I love it. I love it.
Is she gone, Mr. Henry?
Are you gone yet?
No, I'm not. You're supposed to hang up.
Oh.
I'm the guest. I'm the guest.
Let her go. It's
no,
time.
You go. You go.
Let her go.
No, you're going. I am the guest. You hang up. Hang up.
I
hang
say.
Up.
In the name
oh
of
my
Jesus
God.
Christ,
you
who loves us all,
God-loving phone
that
up.
Love is
that
the, is triumphing
those
here.
I'm telling you
love
now, we need a movie.
Okay, I will say thank you very much, ma'am.
Hang up on her, Phil.
I'm going to say thank you very much, dear. I have to go, okay?
Hang
bye.
Up on her. Goodbye, dear.
Are you still there,
you're
Phil?
Not hanging up yet, are you? You dirty, filthy...
Okay, she's gone. God.
Well, how dare you do...
I'm not doing anything. She didn't hang up. Santa Barbara on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Santa Barbara, hello.
Hello, hello.
Yes, sir.
Sorry about that. I can't hear you very well. Actually, I'm trying to figure out...
I'm going
to
put you on hold, man, because I don't hear your phone too well. Albany on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
I don't understand why you're making fun of kids singing out of key and saying
right.
that people were crying over these kids singing instead of, you know, what happened with these people getting blown
I'm
up.
I'm saying that I think they need a more appropriate way of memorializing a terrible tragedy. They've got children standing in front of a brick wall. They've got a lot of real low rent, real low budget stuff.
Well, what do you expect? This
I
isn't the Met. This is
5 years since they had the movie about the Challenger. They had a movie about Titanic. They had
if you're going to pick on somebody singing off key, why not pick on Whitney Houston with all of her problems?
Well,
why
movie about David Koresh, why can't they make a movie about the Oklahoma City boomtown?
Because no one wants to see it, probably.
Oh, that is such baloney. I'll tell you why.
Yeah, why haven't they done it? Because the guy's making a point.
It's not controversial.
Why haven't they made it?
Because these people in Oklahoma City are playing it hayseed. They're not playing it uptown. It's cheesy. It's Good Morning America. It's the kids singing off-key is just... It's awful, the off-key kids.
What about Whitney Houston singing off-key?
Whitney Houston has made millions of dollars, dear.
These kids aren't professionals. And you also shouldn't say... I'll tell you something. These anti-Jewish remarks you were making, I just don't think it's appropriate to do it during
Passover. Oh, I just said something about Rodgers and Hammerstein having a one... Get out of here.
Okay.
Rodgers and Hammerstein had a very good musical.
Okay.
And Mr. Hammerstein's Jewish.
Yeah, but the whole thing, the comment about those Jews are doing it again...
Right.
Well, they are doing it again.
What about the Italians?
You name me a musical they've written.
I don't.
That's what I'm saying.
So what are you saying? Jews write good musicals.
They're wonderful performers. Marvelous entertainers. Yes.
Well, I don't know. You're
really wait a second. I got
to...
it. You're all upset, aren't you? Mommy said something wrong.
Okay. Look, can we get back on Oklahoma City here?
No. He brought it up. Go ahead. Finish it.
Finish what? I said, what?
You
I don't
started
like
it, I'm finishing it. You didn't like what I said about...
it.
You didn't like what I said about Mr. Oscar Hammerstein.
No. There are a lot of Jews in New York, and we don't really think it's funny. Okay?
They wrote a wonderful musical called... And I think it's marvelous that a Jew could get the life of Oklahoma down so well.
I don't think it has any...
And what does a Jew know about chicks and ducks scurrying away from a Surrey? And yet they wrote a wonderful...
Oh, come on. Will you? Can we get back onto the thing? Because I don't want to talk about this. Get back to the whole notion of Oklahoma, and you want to remount this thing, right?
I want to remount who?
You want to remount a musical...
Oh, yes. I want to remount the musical Oklahoma as a testament to the wonderfully strong people of the state of Oklahoma. That, I think, should be their legacy.
Okay. I would almost agree with that, in a way, because it is a beautiful musical, and it does bespeak the state of Oklahoma. Fine. I don't know how we got sidetracked on all this other stuff. La Habra on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I just want to know who this ignorant, low-class Hollywood wannabe trash
Hollywood
is.
Hollywood wannabe trash.
You know what? You're so... I just can't believe... I had a cousin that was in Oklahoma when this happened.
Was he in the building?
No, he wasn't in the building, but
tough
he was...
break.
He was...
What is that supposed to mean?
Say?
Well, you're the one calling me ignorant and low class.
Well, you are, because you're trying to make, something happen here. This wasn't for entertainment. This was a terrorist attack.
The way that we have people remember it is through the movie of the week, through the musical, through the book. Where's the book? Where's the musical? Where's the movie of the week? They made one about David Koresh. They made one about, my God, they'll make one about Phil Henry before they make one about this.
But this is not something that was meant for entertainment, lady, okay? I don't know
and
why.
And Waco was? Oh, come on. They made a movie about the Titanic going down.
Yeah, and
how many people died in that, Phil?
I don't know, 1,500.
A lot more than in Oklahoma City. They made a movie out of that.
But this is still fresh in everybody's mind. This is you're going to make a lot of people's feelings, you know, come back with their emotions that they felt
just
a long time ago.
What is your name?
My name is Jonathan.
Jonathan, chicks and ducks and geese better scurry. When I take you out in a...
I don't want to hear the lyrics to the song, okay?
You
don't even think you knew anybody that was in Oklahoma City.
You have no feelings. I mean, you're not considering everybody else's. What about all those mothers that
lost
their
kids? Did you really know someone that was in Oklahoma City?
My cousin lives in Oklahoma City. He witnessed it. I mean, after the aftermath, he was there when he saw everything.
And he called you up on the phone afterwards and said, God, it was really bitching. You should have been here.
No, he didn't call me.
Yeah, no, I bet you he did.
No, he didn't do
that. Hey, Jonathan, you should have seen it. A building blew up today.
All right. Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. What the point is you want to have a musical mounted about Oklahoma, right?
Yes, and we're looking for the money, the backing. I've got two people in mind, but I could use... We need a little more backing for this thing. This can be good. We'll go out, we'll do some dinner theater, some equity waiver, and then put that thing on stage at the Amundsen. I think it'll be wonderful. I really do. And I'm asking your audience, what do you think about bringing back the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, Oklahoma, as a way of giving the people of Oklahoma City some classy way of memorializing the bombing?
Anyway, 1-800...
You don't like it.
Never mind. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Show at 1-800-449-8686. You know, Margaret, I've been talking to some people off the air. Everybody seems to have the same feeling that it's commercializing a tragedy, okay?
Phil, they've had movies.
No, wait. I'm going to agree with you because I told those people the very thing that you said, that we've had commercialized films about other events, other tragedies, and the like. So I think what people are probably most offended by is the fact that you were dissing the kids singing today. And
Phil, I think that what the children did was fine. I don't think it good. It's a good way to memorialize when you've got all these other tragedies that have had big names and big production companies. Why not Oklahoma, where the wind comes whipping down the plain, where the waving grain and the Surrey with a fringe on top, all of that. Why not a dance number? Why not?
I think Oklahoma City Boomtown is pushing it a little bit, is all I'm saying, okay? Tustin on the Phil Hendry Show, hello.
That was Brian's idea.
Tustin, hello.
Hello, I'm sorry. I just have to say it's sad that she wants to make a dollar off of such a tragedy.
Oh, please. They make movies of the week all the time about other tragedies.
You know what?
What are you talking about?
When they made a movie about the Titanic, that was like years, hundreds...
You ran to see that with your boyfriend, didn't you?
Excuse me, first of all, hugged. The fact that you want to make money off of this
Tell the bitch in the background, I'm only talking
excuse
to...
Excuse me,
tell that
sir,
bitch, I'm only
sir.
Talking to one person.
Yes, and I'm talking to you, sir.
All right, then you tell the bitch in the back, and don't call me sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, ma'am. Okay. The fact that
tell
these
the
people,
bitch in the background to shut up.
You know,
up.
That's uncalled for, to call people names, just because you can't handle it. Okay, if you're going to be so vulgar about people...
What is your point, lady? Go. What's your point?
I'm saying that...
Albany, New York on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Albany, hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Yeah, this lady is a crack. For one thing...
I'm a crack. You know something? I'm the most intelligent person that's been on your program today, Phil.
We saw the movie already. We saw the movie already. It was 5 years ago today, and it was on CNN all day long.
Did you see the movie about the Challenger?
Yes, I did.
And did you see the other movie about the Challenger?
You know what? And it's a shame, because...
Right. It's a shame that you go and see those movies, but you... All I'm saying is, why haven't they made a movie about this?
Because this is real for
how
them.
About a, how
thing,
about a...
Do you think the people that...
How about a Speed 4? Sandra Bullock can run from... floor to floor, saving infants and trying to disarm the bomb. Something that they can give, something exciting.
Why does it have to be exciting?
Because choice between listening to you and going to a movie, I think right now the choice is clear.
Sure,
we need some excitement. And we need some excitement
Blast.
About the movie in Oklahoma City.
I think everybody is trying to say that the film, it's a tasteless way of commemorating this tragedy. However, having said that, I don't necessarily agree with them. We do have movies that come out all the time about tragedies. It's just that when you talk about Oklahoma City Boomtown and
so
remounting Oklahoma the Musical...
Phil, I think it's wonderful. Is that man still on? He's still there. Are you still there, sir?
Of course I am.
Oh, Jesus. What do you want?
If they don't want to make a movie about it, then why should they? If this is the way that they want to
make a movie about it, then why should they? We want to see the movie.
If they want to memorialize it, then let them have that.
All right, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Okay, so Brad Pomeroy, who's a very good friend of Margaret's, and he's a writer that I've met.
And you met him at my home, and you told me you thought he was talented.
Right, and I know he's shopping the script, Oklahoma City Boomtown, and the reason why he's not getting that script picked up is because nobody likes the title. And
I think the title is a good one, Phil. I think it speaks to the expansionist manifest destiny of our country.
I understand what you... I know the meaning behind it. Nobody's going to want to do the script, Oklahoma City Boomtown, okay?
Because it's positive. And
because it's a play on the fact that a bomb exploded in that city. They don't want to do it.
I love it.
I think it's tasteless.
I really like it. Okay, so...
All right, well, it's a standoff here, okay? And good luck to him, man. I hope he gets his movie made. I don't know what to tell you. But I don't think he's going to get it made with a title like that. And I don't think you're going to get anybody to remount Oklahoma to commemorate the bombing of the federal building there. I just don't think it's going to happen. First of all, it's an old-time flick, and it's an old-time play, and I don't know how many people want to see that thing again. And secondly, every time you hear them singing Surrey with a Fringe on Top, you're going to think about that federal building going up.
I think that's a lovely way to remember that building blowing up, don't you? Rod Steiger dancing around the stage.
No, I don't think it's a nice way of remembering it at all. But good luck with that, and tell Brad to call me when he gets a chance, okay?
You want him to call you, then you want to read the script again.
I want to tell him one more time, Oklahoma City Boobtown, bad idea. Thanks, Margaret. Because I saw this guy's script, and he wanted a movie of the week based on this thing. Boomtown. I said, are you joking? He says, no. I think it's really... you got to be kidding me, because that's got to be a gag. Oklahoma City Boomtown is a joke. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. $125,000. Speaking of doing something good for people, $125,000 has been raised for my friend's place through the sale of the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD. Our Best of the Phil Hendry Show 1999 CD, Communism is Neat. And that is available through our website at philhendryshow.com. It's $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, $20 for the CD. And all of the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. We've been selling it since December. We've made 100, like I said, about 125,000 G's with the sale of our CD. So if you'd like to pick one up, go to our website, philhendryshow.com. philhendryshow.com. We can't take any mail orders, man. I get envelopes with money in it, and I got to send it back. But thanks.